This week, astronomers said they saw the largest and brightest explosion ever recorded in the universe. Let me retake that. The largest and brightest explosion ever recorded in the universe. Did anyone notice? Dr. Nathan Smith of the University of California, who heads a team that's been trying to track the now-deceased star, says it was about 150 times larger than our sun. It's gotten to the point, you know, where you have to say our sun, as opposed to some other solar system sun, and is, quote, quite possibly the most massive thing that has ever exploded. Personally, I heard, saw, and felt nothing. Wednesday morning, I heard a low rumble, thought I saw my coffee slosh a little in its cup. It reminded me that I really should try to avoid eating guacamole after 11 p.m. Scientists have been watching the dying star since last September when they spied it in a galaxy in the constellation Perseus, 240 million light-years away. The man who saw the explosion was Robert Quimby, a University of Texas graduate student who was peering through a small robotic telescope at the McDonald Observatory in Fort Davis, Texas. The New York Times says that the future Dr. Quimby was trolling for supernovas at the time. With what kind of bait? What most excites scientists about this biggest bang ever observed is that they have no idea how the star exploded. It suggests to them that dying stars may throw off a billion kajillion sparks, rocks, ashes, and asteroids brimming with iron and carbon that become the seeds of new stars and planets. Dr. Mario Livio at the Space Telescope Science Institute says, "Here we have the brightest supernova we have ever observed, and we don't know the explosion mechanism. It doesn't get any more exciting than that. The largest explosion ever recorded in the universe, and yet it's not the lead story of the week. Come December, I doubt it'll make most lists of the most important stories of the year. Yet hundreds of years from now, it may be the only event of our times that some future civilization, living under some other sun, deems important enough to note. Now, in some ways, that may make us feel small, that anything we are or can ever become is less than a molecule in the momentousness of a ceaseless universe. The molecule that was Donald Trump, Nelson Mandela, or Stephen Hawking will be no bigger, better, or memorable than anyone else's, though Mr. Trump may disagree. But I prefer to be as excited as the scientists. Every day holds the promise of a new sun, something amazing that we can't even see, that can still warm our lives.
Where are you, little star?
Where?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.